Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Okay. Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning, brother. Okay, Zags, I see you last night putting in work early. I turned the damn game off like after 10 minutes of the game.
Was it a game? Jordan Cornette joins us as well. Good morning, Jordan.
Al and Jay, what's going on, guys? I feel like that game just ended. Why are we tipping so late in college basketball? What's going on?
Tell me about it.
I honestly, I wanted so bad to see a good game last night. I didn't get it. Gonzaga played a great game. Great game. Dominant game. But that game was over, and it just continues with this team and their run for perfection and a championship. And, guys, I just feel like the more I watch this team, the more I just keep thinking to myself, they're a well-coached team. They have all the pieces you need. Jalen Suggs, I agree with Seth Greenberg, the more I watch that kid. If you don't take him number one in the draft, you made a mistake. You will regret that. He's that good. He's got that kind of feel.
He's a Jason Kidd caliber player. And I said this yesterday, and I feel it. College basketball as a brand, as a whole, needs Gonzaga and Baylor in the national championship.
Yes.
I want to see the best product on the floor in the most meaningful moment in the sport. I feel like I've been cheated of that multiple times, and I feel like Gonzaga's running through people. Like I said, I turned the game off in the first 15, 20 minutes of the game. I was like, well, there goes that. Like, there goes the Fighting Keyshawn Johnsons, and I wanted Keyshawn and his team to have a chance to get to the Final Four.
Yeah.
But they just blitzed them. They blitzed them. So now I want to see it. I want to see the game that was postponed due to COVID issues, the game that we were supposed to see earlier in the season. I want to see it manifest itself to the national championship game, JC. That's what I want, Jordan. That's what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, Jay, I think the sport needs it because it'll be a high-level game. I'm with you. I think as everybody looks at the Final Four now, we were supposed to see these two teams in Gonzaga and Baylor in December. And because of COVID, much like a lot of things, the rug was pulled from underneath us, and we never got to see what that matchup was going to look like. So now that potential payoff is very exciting, fascinating, and will be rewarding. But also these two Final Four games, I don't want to look past them. I know you guys are willing to do that. And maybe it's just because so much I've invested in college basketball this season. But you guys watched. I mean, UCLA, we've counted them out for five games. They've managed to make them ugly, and they've managed to win them. Despite the opposition shooting better than them, they've made them rock fights. They played in the mud, and they've won. So we have the element of Cinderella still here in the Final Four, which is intriguing. Can they do the unthinkable? They are the biggest underdog in the history of the Final Four. UCLA, 11 national championship UCLA. Versus Gonzaga, a mid-major. That's where we're at. And then on the other side, Houston and Baylor, I think that game is going to feel like a national championship game because of the style. So we are still on pace, though, guys, for two great games that will deliver two winners in a national championship game that should pay off a crazy season.
And JC, I hear you on this, and I watched the UCLA game last night. I mean, to think that they beat their last two opponents shooting under 40% from the field. They beat, I'll say it again, for anybody that knows basketball, they beat their last two opponents shooting under 40% from the field. So when Jordan says it's been in the mud, it's been in the trenches, and that's exactly how they went. It's not sexy. It's not pretty. I mean, but it's like I'm seeing Cincinnati basketball from Mick Cronin in a UCLA uniform. Like, which is such a dichotomy, right? Because UCLA is supposed to be, like, sexy and smooth and, like, the teams of Baron Davis and Chris Burgess back in the day, and now I'm seeing a mucky in-the-trenches style of ball.
But that's what Cronin brought with him.
Yes.
I mean, that's why a lot of people wondered about the hire and would it work and could his style work at UCLA, and obviously it has because he's got them now back in the Final Four. But I'm sorry, guys, you can't pull me away from the main topic. I still believe this is the story, and the only story, and the main story is Gonzaga. And can they do this? Can they complete the perfect season? And of course, can they do it also beating Baylor? Because who is left? I mean, they just keep destroying teams. It's not even a joke. 17-4 run to begin the damn game. It was, you sit down and you're saying to yourself, all right, USC, they play tough. They block shots. Didn't block a single shot. That's one of the best shot blocking teams in college basketball, and you get one. I got to see Drew Timmy sitting there. How many celebrations can you possibly have after every basket? Guy, we get it. You're good. Back off a little bit.
You have a mustache. We understand.
Yeah, we understand it now. It's cool, but it's no longer cool. By the way, can I get one, you guys let me know, because I'm going to say this. I'm going to put myself out there because I think I might be one of these candidates too. Drew Timmy's got a punchable face. Am I right or wrong? Right or wrong?
There are times.
Right or wrong?
Jordan, here's a basketball thing for you, Jordan. There are times as a guard, I wish I could hit Timmy with a phantom screen that he didn't see coming.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Those full court screens. Like, yeah, work him right over here. Bam! Yeah,
I mean, how many celebrations before, if I'm on USC, I'm like, you know what? Next time I might not hold up on that screen. Next time I might have to deliver something here. Jordan, come on. Am I right or wrong?
I mean, look, it's a fair thing to say. I didn't know in our first 10 minutes of the show we'd talk about knocking out one of these guys. But I was thinking the same thing. I mean, we're all former Hoopers, and I'm watching Drew Timmy after an assist, after a scoring basket made by the young man who had a great game. I'm watching him flex every time. And in our playing days, I'm not saying you should go out there and respond with violence, but there was no response, period, from the Trojans. I mean, this guy's out there celebrating on this stage, and I tweeted it, Alan, last night. I said, man, this guy's out here really flexing and taunting the Trojans. Are you gonna get a response out of these guys? And I do think that's a question. I mean, look, Evan Mobley's numbers ended up being okay, but they weren't dominant for a guy that needs to be in the number one conversation in the draft. Drew Timmy approached this one like, this is money making time for me. And I take some money potentially out of the pocket of Evan Mobley. And that's what you saw. And you saw a guy out there having way too much fun for an opposition that just let it happen.
Well, it feels like the game favors older players who understand who they are in these bigger moments. And I told everybody it was going to happen, and it, you know, deservingly so, because they are undefeated. Pete Thamel, a great writer, works for Yahoo Sports, started already, JC. Here it goes. Can Gonzaga do it? I'm quoting his words. Can they navigate two more games and live on in perpetuity? Is this the best team of your lifetime?
Oh.
Your parents' lifetime?
Oh.
What about your grandparents' lifetime?
Oh, my goodness.
Is this a Gonzaga team that romped through the WCC better than some of the elite college teams we've seen in recent seasons?
The what?
That needed to navigate the ACC, 1982 UNC, SEC, 1996 Kentucky, or Big East, 2018 Villanova? So here we go. We've been talking
about
it.
Tell me this, Jay.
Go ahead, Jordan.
Tell me this, Jay, and Alan, who's not invested in it either. But Alan, I'm sure you're curious like I am, because I sense a little bit of, hey, what about me? Jay, your 2001 Duke team.
Don't do it, Jordan.
Y'all play Gonzaga.
Don't do it.
What happens in that game? Give me a final score.
I think we beat them by 10 to 15
I'm asking
points.
For a reason.
I think we beat them by 10 to 15 okay. points. I don't want to be the old Y'all man, have, it, but I feel like I'm becoming the old man.
I can't
but,
deny
but
this.
But this is it. And Alan, I'm curious. Alan, I'm curious your take on this too. Jay, you guys have a lot more talent on that team. I mean, you're talking about Dunleavy, Duhon, you, Boozer. By the way, in that 2002 tournament, Notre Dame, we played you guys round of 32. We should have won that game. I played for 5 minutes off the bench. I guarded Jay. He gave me 5 fouls in 5 minutes. Go look at the stat line. It's crazy. But Duke's team in 2001, Jay, you guys were more talented. This team isn't about how crazy talented they are, although Jalen Suggs is probably the number one pick at the next level, in my opinion. It's how they play together. I mean, these guys move really well. They are not as talented as, like, say, your 2001 national championship team, but the cohesiveness, and people don't guard like they used to. They're getting lost in these back cuts, the perpetual movement, and now they're rising to the level defending. And we heard Charles Barkley talk about it yesterday in his analysis, and I thought he was spot on. Gonzaga's guarding at a different level, too. So the team concept, Jay, they're not nearly as talented as you guys, but they're buying in as a team, and that connectiveness is taking them to another level.
I have, Jordan.
He's saying Mark Few is a better coach than Coach K, I believe. I think that's what he said.
Well, I have all the respect for Mark Few. I have all the respect for this Gonzaga team. I actually want to see them win a championship. I picked them to win a championship because I want the narrative to stop about Mark Few being able to accomplish the greatest feat, right, which is winning it. But I am looking at the rest of college basketball, and people say, well, look, this team, they ran through the gauntlet. I'm like, Kansas wasn't that great this year. Like, West Virginia, okay, they're decent. But West Virginia this year, like, I'm not looking at this West Virginia team, comparing them to years before and saying this is one of the best teams that West Virginia has had. This is not the same UVA team from 2 years ago that won a championship. Like, they're good, but okay. Like, these teams, college basketball is in a different space because talent-wise is in a different space.
Yeah, no doubt
about
that.
I'm just recognizing
And I love that both of you guys are bringing that perspective because you have played at that level, at that high level, so you understand what it looks like and what you're seeing. This is just a well-coached team, no doubt about it, that's playing great, but just so much higher than everybody else so far, the competition. And yes, so far. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. So where does Gonzaga, where do they rank among the all-time greats? Yeah, we're going to do it. And you heard what these guys said. They might not. They might not be that great of a team all time. But because you're undefeated and now you're in the Final Four, you're in that conversation. So we'll discuss that more with you. And after Jay has this from Straight Talk Wireless.
Yeah, it's time for some Straight Talk. Look, your tax return could look different this year, but you're still going to hear a lot of noise about how to spend it, right? So when the big carriers tell you to splurge on the latest nonsense, just tune it out. With Straight Talk, you can get a Samsung Galaxy A51 for just $199. Plus, get the $45 unlimited talk, text, and data plan with no contract on America's best networks for up to 50% less. Tune out the nonsense and tune into Straight Talk. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise.
The madness.
Kispert runs it down the right side. Give it up to Nembhard. Dribbles up to the top of the key. Reverses course back to the right. Get it down to Timmy on the block. Timmy backs it again. Turns baseline this time. Puts it up off the glass and spins it in. That's 12 for Drew Timmy in the first half.
The Westwood One NCAA Radio Network.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus. Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
KJZ, good morning. Alan Hahn. Jordan Cornett, we're kicking it with Jay Will. Dancing already, right?
Hey,
I like it.
Come on. It's hump day, man. It's Wednesday. We got Jordan up here wearing a turtleneck.
Apparently, it's also.
Is that a turtleneck, JC?
According to the song.
Hey.
That's a mock zip.
Go ahead, Alan. Tell him.
Well, I say you heard this.
Don't let Jay hate on my day.
I wasn't hating on your day.
This is a big day for Jordan. This is an important day. First of all.
Happy birthday.
Don't do that to me, Jay.
Happy birthday. Oh, come on, man. You know it wouldn't be. It's your birthday. I got to have some fun with you. You're my guy.
That we got the song happening. And
true.
And you're all making fun of the guy wearing a mock. It's early in the morning. Leave him alone.
This is what we do.
And I got no shirt on underneath it either.
Ooh, like, I know.
Taco meat.
Oh,
we're going taco meat in the morning. Okay.
Yeah, this is a lazy attempt to start on my birthday morning.
I got
to
tell you, I did it for a couple
pajama
months.
Pajama bottoms, though, we know.
It's not bad, Jordan, just rolling out of bed, throwing on the outfit. You know, you got the shorts on underneath, the house slippers. Nobody can see. You know what I mean? Just working, going to work.
But it's his birthday. Happy birthday.
How's Seaport treating y'all? I'm feeling real good in my house on my birthday. Yeah, I'm enjoying this little setup.
That was a good commute for you to work, right today, wasn't it?
Happy birthday,
nice.
JC.
Very nice.
Yeah, but good
happy
for you, man.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
And we appreciate you working with us today as well. And
28? 27?
Feels like it, brother. That's all that matters. Feels like it.
That's the classic line. Feels like it.
Well, as the conversation was going here, again, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. As we're watching this team and what Gonzaga, of course, I'm talking about when I say this team, what they're trying to do that hasn't been done since 1976, and we've talked about it, they now have reached the Final Four. So the amount of undefeated teams in the Final Four since then, it's not a big list. It's not a long list, but all right, so they join it. The last, of course, was a 2015 Kentucky. John Calipari's team was 34-0 when they got that to that point. UNLV, as we remember that squad with Larry Johnson and Greg Anthony and Stacey Augmon and what a Anderson Hunt, what a group that was. And they were 30-0 as they got to the Final Four. Bill Hodges and Indiana State, of course, that's Larry Bird, Magic Johnson in 79. And that, of course, everybody believes that's the game that really changed everything for college basketball and for basketball in general. And the Indiana State team, then Larry Bird, lost in that championship game. Rutgers in 75-76, the year after Bob Knight and Indiana completed the mission, 32-0, winning the championship. So can Gonzaga do it? I think the money says they can.
That Kentucky team was loaded too, though.
Yeah, I know. That is the problem. Is you feel like a team, and I feel like the better example is the UNLV team we just talked about. All right, Tark's team looked like they were blowing teams out. They were averaging 97 points a game, Jay. 97 points a game in college basketball when they were making about one or two threes a game. Like, it wasn't like the 3-point shot was a big part of it back in the early 90s, and yet they were doing that. They were putting it on teams, and they found a way to lose.
Well, defensively, I mean, they were just bullying teams around, with that pace and grown that style men. In which they played. I mean, you did have grown men. I mean, Stacey Augmon was a grown man. But I will say this, and I will give Gonzaga their flowers. Offensively, watching the way they play, though, it's just everybody has a unique skill set on their team. Like, everybody's a triple threat. And Jordan, you know how important that is in today's game. When everybody has the ability to put the ball down the floor, to make a play, when everybody has a high basketball IQ, when that culminates together, like, that's a sign of perfection to a degree. And I do give Gonzaga credit for that, because everybody has that kind of IQ and that basketball acumen on their squad.
Yeah, guys, it's a beautiful way and style in which they play. I mean, you saw them go for almost 50 in that first half and only had a couple threes. Like, they were doing it in transition. They were doing it inside the arc. It was five guys on a touch, Jay, like you're saying, they could go make a basketball play. But to see guys make scoring passes and value the basketball, that's so refreshing. I mean, when you watch this game nowadays, you feel like these guys don't take care of the basketball, trying to thread the needle, force it in places it shouldn't go. Gonzaga makes the right play and makes the pass that leads to the scoring pass. And they're all specialists in a way. Mm-hmm. Like, in watching Corey Kispert, like, let's not sleep on it. Kispert could be a top 10 pick.
Yes.
Because his ability to stretch a defense and make the three. Jalen Suggs might be the number one pick in the NBA. Joel Ayayi could be a first round guy. So they do have NBA talent, but it's the intimidation factor that's lacking. It's a bunch of finesse skilled guys, but don't sleep on how they're defending. But they're not going to turn the water off it on you in an imposing manner, like there's a guy that leads you to the rim and Patrick Ewing's waiting to block the shot. There's a Larry Johnson enforcer type. There's a Stacey Augmon who checks so many boxes. There's a Grant Hill who can dunk one step past the free throw line and extend with length. They don't have those kind of headliners. So for a guy like Jay, it's hard for him to wrap his head around, because in your 2001 team, I would have paid money to watch y'all practice. That's how good you guys were. But there are some pros on this team. Look, I don't believe this Gonzaga team is a team we should talk about as one of the best we've ever seen. We should celebrate them for the year that they're having. If they go on to win a national championship, that was a really good team. But in my lifetime, and I'm 38 years old today, rocking this turtleneck with pride, Jay and Allen. And in that time, I could say there's a handful of teams I've seen better than Gonzaga. I just don't subscribe to the belief that this Gonzaga team is one of the best we've ever seen. If they win a national championship and go undefeated, they should be celebrated historically for what they achieved. But they don't wow me like everyone else seems to be wowed. Impressive? Heck yeah. But I've watched some athletes over the time that have won national championships with more talent around them, even teams that haven't done it, where I go, whoo, I wouldn't want to be on a court with them. I don't get that from Gonzaga. I just don't.
Yeah, you know what? And as you put it, they play beautiful basketball.
Great basketball.
That's a compliment. The fact that we wouldn't put them among the all-time greats is not hating on them. That they play beautiful basketball. It is fun to watch. You could say that they are not they don't play an AAU basketball team style of play. They play an old-school team basketball style of play, and that is a beautiful thing. There's no doubt about it. But, of course, they have to finish the job, because if they don't, that's when we start hating on them. One coach in the Final Four will win his first title, by the way. That's what you'll have now, a first-timer as a head coach. who will it mean to the most? Which coach needs it the most? That's what we'll discuss next after Jay has this from DraftKings.
Baseball is back, baby. That's right. And DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy sports, is putting you on the field with a free shot at a share of millions of dollars in total prizes. Just pick 10 players, stay under the salary cap, and pile up points for hits, runs, strikeouts, and more. That sounds simple. Download the DraftKings app now and use code KJZ to get a free shot at a share of the millions of dollars up for grabs this week with your first deposit. That's code KJZ, only at DraftKings. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
This is what we live for. This is the height of college basketball, March Madness.
For the 19th time in school history, the first since 2008, the Bruins are going to the Final Four.
More from Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin next.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The Bulldogs will inbound and they'll dribble it out. And the quest for perfection moves to the Final Four. 30-0 Gonzaga is headed to the Final Four for just the second time in school history. 85-66, Gonzaga dominates the USC Trojans, winning and leading wire to wire to move on to the Final Four.
That's how it sounded on Westwood One NCAA Radio Network. Gonzaga beats USC 85-66, yet another blowout. UCLA also advances to the Final Four with an upset over Michigan 51-49. The Bulldogs, Gonzaga, improved to 30-0, becoming the 14th team all time to reach the Final Four with an unbeaten record. Gonzaga has won all of its tournament games this year by 15 or more points. UCLA, Johnny Juzang continued his breakout performance, scoring a game-high 28 points. To the women's tournament, South Carolina defeated Texas 62-34, and Stanford defeated Louisville 78-63, both advanced to the Final Four. South Carolina earned its third Final Four ticket in the 28-point win. It's South Carolina's largest tournament win since 2017. That's the year they won the national title. Stanford, meanwhile, trailed by as many as 14, but the win gives the Cardinal its 14th Final Four appearance, third most in tournament history. To the NFL, owners approve an expanded 17-game season. It will start this year, 2021. Preseason will be reduced from 4 games to 3 to maintain compliance with the CBA, which limits the total number of preseason and regular season games played to 20. SportsCenter is brought to you by DraftKings. Download the DraftKings app and use code KJZ to get a free shot at millions of dollars up for grabs this week with your first deposit. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Alan Hahn, Jordan Kurnett, and we are joining Jay Will. I'm sorry to even suggest that you're here with us. My bad. Your name's on the
it's
wall.
My house. It's my name's not Jay's house.
Jordan's name's
it's
not.
It's our house, guys. Jay's we're house. One team. We're one collective unit. We're like Gonzaga basketball. Let's do it.
We're on a string.
Look at that.
Greatest of all time.
How many kids are out there saying, let's be Gonzaga basketball? I'm going to start rocking some Gonzaga shorts this summer. I'm going to start putting them on. I love Gonzaga basketball. Respect.
Zags. No doubt about it. Who's going to celebrate like Drew Timmy, though? Is that over the line? I mean, you both played at the highest level. Like, that celebration.
I mean, I love hearing a grown man saying like, he wants to knock a young man out.
Yeah, I guess that was probably a little too far. But, I mean, look, if I'm watching the game and I've got an emotion, I'm going to put it out there, okay? I'm sorry. I'm watching the game and I'm saying, can somebody hit this dude? Because I've kind of had enough of the celebration.
We all know how this works at the next level, Jordan, though, right? Like, at the next level, like, if Jordan, if he comes in there and he does, like,
doing the stash.
Like, somebody's going to take a shot.
He does the flex. Like first of all, you need pipes. If you're going to do this, like a guy like me and you, Drew, we should not be doing this because nothing's popping there. You know what I mean? Like, you're not
getting
the gym, a couple of curls.
But I will say everybody thinks about them as like, you know, what are teams' personalities? Like we talked about UCLA. True. Jordan had mentioned them being in the mud, in the trenches. You look at Gonzaga, everybody always says, well, they're a high-octane, offensively powered machine. You don't say, man, they're nasty. Man, they find a way, like they got grit. Well, that's what Timmy's role is on this team.
Fair point.
He is that person for them to give them that edge.
Not trying to take away from his talent. Obviously, it's just the little stuff that kind of bothers me. But let me get to straight talk. I'm sorry, Jordan. Let me just get the straight talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. And we wanted to get a call, get the calls rolling here. So, Jordan, just hold that thought just for a moment. 888-SAY-ESPN. John is in Raleigh. He's been hanging on for a bit. Wants to talk some Zags. John?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, John?
My question is, so is Gonzaga really that good, or is it that the talent pool in college isn't what it used to be, you know, just like you guys are saying, and is it kind of exposing the coaching staffs to at the Kentuckys, Carolinas, and Dukes that maybe they aren't as good as they, you know, seem to be if they don't have those lottery pick players on their team?
Interesting.
Go ahead, Jordan.
Interesting take. Go ahead, Jordan, on that.
Yeah, John, it's a fair question. I just disagree. I mean, I think we've seen some incredible coaching jobs this past year. I mean, Michigan's not getting to the Final Four, but Juwan Howard had that team, in my opinion, as the best team in the country all year long. Isaiah Livers, their best player, they had to do without him in the most important time in the NCAA tournament, and yet they were a couple minutes away from a Final Four. So it exposed, I think Juwan Howard exposed the haters who said, he can't coach at this level. Mm. Michigan's going to be there, and they're going to be there for a long time. We've seen some great coaching this year. Let's not think just because this mid-major in Gonzaga has turned into a powerhouse that it has shifted the construct of college basketball. Traditionally, good teams are going to be back. This was a COVID year. I mean, North Carolina, people are talking smack about them. They're just a few years removed from a national championship. So Roy Williams is definitely very much still in this thing. Duke, Jay's squad, want to chip 6 years ago. Like, they're right there, and they're still important and competing. It's just we have to give those flowers to a Gonzaga team. And what I was starting to say earlier, Alan, was this Gonzaga team's kind of like Punxsutawney Phil. Like, they're out there on the West Coast. They're playing in the WCC. We're not seeing them a lot. And so for them to be on this stage, we're number one. We've been the best team. Come out here and watch what we're about. So they're kind of enjoying their moment. It's a really good team, and I think it should be celebrated as such. They don't stack up with the all-time greats in my mind, but they're still a very, very good team.
It doesn't mean we can't enjoy them, no doubt about that. That was Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. So as we mentioned coaching, and we talk about, like the caller said, is it exposing coaching? And as I mentioned before, like in this Final Four now, someone's going to win his first title. So for whom is it the most important, would you say, out of these four guys? Who would it mean the absolute most? Obviously, Mark Few, with that program, it's sort of like I've always been the bridesmaid, never the bridegroom. Is this that opportunity? Kelvin Sampson and his story. Like, who is it, guys, that really it would mean the absolute most to get it this year?
Jay, it's got to be Mark Few. I mean, Alan, that's what I go to right away because, look, Charles Barkley is one of my favorite personalities, one of my favorite athletes ever. Charles Barkley should not lose a minute of sleep for anything in his career because of how special and Hall of Fame his career was. But when you mention Charles Barkley, everybody loves to mention that he didn't win a title. Does that bother him? It shouldn't. Is it a caveat that comes with it? It's almost like it's unfortunate a player that great didn't get a chance to enjoy that. And for Mark Few, it'd be a shame that a coach that great didn't get to enjoy that. So this is, if ever a moment for Mark Few, an undefeated team chasing 1976 Indiana and that history, you've got to say the pressure's on them. Look how Tony Bennett from Virginia is discussed now as opposed to previous years. He's propped up as one of the greats because he got that one national title. He got the monkey off his back. Mark Few needs to do the same. To me, in this field of four, it's absolutely Mark Few, Jay.
You see, Jordan, I would agree with you that I think there is the most pressure on Mark Few because his team is undefeated. They've been at the top of college basketball for the whole year. But I don't think Mark Few needs it the most. I think Mark Few will constantly have teams that will be in the upper echelon of college basketball, especially with the direction college basketball is skewing towards being older. I think he can have those type of players out there. Who needs it the most is Kelvin Sampson. And here's why. Think about this. Okay. So Houston advances to the Final Four. Where, Jordan? In Indianapolis. Right? The last time Houston has advanced this far in the tournament was Phi Slamma Jamma.
Wow.
Phi Slamma Jamma. And why do I mention Indianapolis? Kelvin Sampson was also once the coach for the Indiana Hoosiers.
Oh.
A major blue blood. Mm-hmm. So what is redemptive for one fan base is revolting for another fan base. As I watch IU hire Mike Woodson and people are cheering about, we're going to bring Larry Brown on the staff and Thad Matta is going to oversee it and how's he going to recruit? They've had four coaches at IU since Kelvin Sampson. Do you know he left that state in 2008 in disgrace? You know why? For phone calls. For phone calls he made to recruits. Jordan, what have we seen in college basketball happen of coaches that have done crazy things and still have held on to their jobs or still had jobs in college basketball? They have done far worse things than phone calls. Phone calls to recruits. And I'm watching a blue blood trying to figure out who the hell they are and trying to keep – they're reaching out to guys like Brad Stevens. Please come home. Mm-hmm. Please come home, Brad. You know, reaching out to guys like, you know, Coach Beard from Texas Tech. Please come back, another disciple. It almost feels – and I love Mike Woodson. I think he's a decent hire. I don't know if I'm overly the top happy about it, but it feels like he was the third or fourth option. And now I'm watching Kelvin Sampson bring a team back from the ashes and getting them to the Final Four, who has a chance to win a national title in the same state that he left in disgrace 10-plus years ago. Like, that's a guy that I feel like – I don't know if Kelvin Sampson will ever be back there. I don't know if they ever get back to the March.
Jay, it's a great point, and Jay speaks for both of our Hoosier wives who are alums and very much so feel like, oh, if Coach Kelvin Sampson was still here, we wouldn't be rebuilding a program. We'd be rebuilding Assembly Hall to make room for more banners because that's what it would be if not for those silly texts and phone calls. It was a rule. He didn't abide by it. I get it. But it seems so silly right now, like Jay's saying. To me, I feel like Coach Kelvin Sampson is already – he's already won. He's been back to a Final Four now for the first time in 19 years with a different program. He's got back to the top.
No.
I mean, sure, a national championship, Jay, may pay it off.
No,
but hear
Jordan.
Me with this. His son, Kellen, is in the coach and waiting for the program. Like, he's passing the torch. He's back. He said, Indiana, you thought I was finished. You thought I'd sit on the end of a bench for an NBA program. I went down to Houston. You thought I'd toil here, collect a couple checks. But we're here, and we continue to be a mainstay. I think the pressure's already off
Jordan,
Coach Sampson in that regard.
Do you know what the hell is happening in the city of Houston? Do you know what's going on here? Have we been paying attention to the Astros?
Winning. Not winning is Everybody, going on in Houston. Yeah.
Have we been paying attention to
exodus.
The Rockets? I mean, have we been paying attention to the Texans? I mean,
think the city needs this? You
oh,
think
my
the city
goodness.
Needs this,
like,
too.
And I'm not saying that Spokane doesn't need it, but if I'm paying attention to what's happening in the city of Houston over the past couple of years, I'm sitting there saying, oh, Lord, please, just let one good thing spark them to figure it back out. I love Houston. Yes.
If you're going to go that way, though, Jay, then what about Scott Drew at Baylor? Let's not forget what Baylor went through with that awful scandal in 2003 and the tragedy of the loss of life and the cover-up from a coach who is clearly still at this point has no remorse for what he's done. That's a conversation for another day. Mm. But Scott Drew comes in there, rebuilds a program that was left for dead and is about to potentially two games be away from – paying it off for the national championship. That's not pressure, but you talk about needing it. Baylor basketball can completely rewrite their story, change the narrative at the apex here with Scott Drew and the rebuild that he's in the midst of, which is more impressive than any rebuild in the history of sport, what Scott Drew's doing there. Not in college basketball, the history of sports. So to be two games away, Jay, if you're talking about the Houston pressure or how much that city needs it, Baylor sports, their programs all across the board with what's going on there. Wouldn't it be nice to have a story of positivity for Baylor as well?
No, you're in the history of sport, history by the way. Sport. I don't want to let that phrase.
The greatest rebuild in the history of sport.
Disappear. The greatest.
Don't statement. You love the hyperbole? It's my birthday.
Can say what you're throwing with
hyperbole out on my birthday.
I like it. I like it. But, you know, speaking of Scott Drew and IU, another Indiana guy. Right. That.
Oh well. Yeah.
About it that way as well.
Like, which was great. We're like, who's going to get the IU job? He's like, well, my brother. Right. You know, he should be involved in the conversation. I just want to tell you what my resume is too, though. By the way,
meanwhile,
how many times we've been to the Sweet 16? Just saying, posturing in case. But I love Scott Drew. That's my guy. That's what I mean.
But no,
that's what coaches have to do.
But along to what George, you know, what you were talking about with Samson being in the shadow of Indiana while trying to win a championship, right? You also have another Indiana product there as well. It's just. Like I said, the storylines certainly are there for this Final Four, no doubt about
it. I think Kelvin
you can
Samson,
make a case for any of these coaches because also, I mean, for Cronin, again, a guy that no one really thought should get the job.
Yeah,
like wait, you're hiring who? This guy, and then he steps in, and what does he do? Like he's got them here, he's got them back as well, and the way they play, you know, is not typical, like you said, of the you know the Wizard of Westward days, but it doesn't matter. They're there, and what would it mean for him in that program to sort of say, yeah, I proved myself, or maybe just getting to the Final Four is that told-you-so moment for him.
You see,
can make the case for any of these coaches.
I agree. I think Mick Cronin reaching the pinnacle of UCLA, right, top. I think Gonzaga, what he's been able to do, Mark Few, top, right?
But when is he going to do it, though? Like, this would be the explanation point on what he's done there in building that program what it's become.
Well, we said the same thing about Jay Wright for so many years. And also
he had to finally get one.
He wanted to. I agree. But see, I think this is another launching pad for a guy like Kelvin Sampson to get another big-time blue blood job. Right? It's another time. Like,
and
look at coaches that had the job and didn't – like Shaka Smart, prime example, had Texas. Now he's at Marquette. Like, didn't get fired from Texas, left Texas because of the pressure that comes on to him.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go to a smaller school and
Jay,
build it out.
Yeah. And I'm glad you mentioned the Shaka Smart thing, Jay, because there's a correlation there with Shaka Smart's move to get to Marquette and the same Allen with Mick Cronin leaving Cincinnati. I'm a Cincinnatian, born and raised there. And they didn't appreciate Mick Cronin at Cincinnati because he wasn't Bob Huggins. And that's an impossible shadow to kind of operate in front of. And so Mick wasn't appreciated at Cincinnati. Mick saw the writing on a wall, also saw his UCLA in front of him, took that job. Cincinnati's like, oh, we're better off without him. They were wrong. UCLA thought, oh, we're better off with anybody else. They were wrong. So if there's going to be a moment for a coach of the four to say, I told you so, I think it's Mick Cronin that leads that conversation because he came in. It wasn't an exciting brand of basketball. They didn't score it that first year. But then this year they were an offensive team. They led with offense. And in this tournament, Mick finally got around to defending. UCLA didn't guard all year. They're guarding in this tournament. They're showing the grit. He's bringing back that program. For anybody to flex, Mick Cronin gets the ultimate flex because Cincinnati didn't think they needed him. UCLA didn't think he was the right guy. And here he is.
First four out to the Final Four.
And 50-1 odds to get there, too, by the way.
Wow.
I'm just throwing that out there, too, Jay.
It's unbelievable.
Not that I would pay attention so much.
What is like 0.0003% of brackets are actually right now out of all the brackets?
What was it, 10 million? That was like it was incredible. Yeah, let's grab some calls. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 on this topic, on Gonzaga, and just where they would rank all time. Al in Wisconsin has a take. Go ahead, Al.
How's it going, guys?
Good.
What's up, Al?
I want to say this, and I want you to get this now. I'm looking at Gonzaga. And I'm willing to put them as one of the top teams ever for this reason. I want them to be right up there. When you look at the fundamental team skills with the execution, the textbook execution, okay, this is why this team is winning. And what this does, they might not be the most talented team, have those individual players that we all know and can run back and say, oh, remember these two guys played together and that. But what they have done is they've been doing it for the entire year. With that coach, they've been doing it for years. But this time, they've got it almost fine-tuned to, I mean, precision. So what we are really seeing is other teams and other coaches are going to be able to tell their ball players, hey, guys, it's okay that we don't have this guy. It's okay that this is not a star. If we do the fundamentals, the textbook, the execution, we can go out there and compete with anybody. And when you do that, you're a winner. And you're one of the best.
You see, I agree with Al on this.
They are a team. That's a great team.
This is where
college basketball.
Is that Avery Johnson? It did sound a little bit like Avery. Thank you, Al. But, Jordan, I feel like this is where college basketball is trending. It trends towards older teams who are fundamentally sound. Like, think about the past four or five winners. UVA 2 years ago, older team, fundamentally sound. Villanova before that, Jalen Brunson and company, older team, sound. North Carolina before
experience
that,
together.
A veteran team.
Right.
Villanova before that, Duke was an older team in 2015, John Shire, all those guys. Those are older teams who understand who they are.
They know the program. They know the system. It's been a couple of years that stuff starts to build. There's no question. That's what makes it, to me, again, I also think that's what makes it more watchable. They're enjoyable to watch because you see it as a group. You just see how they play. We just showed it a few seconds ago. Suggs comes down and just doesn't even look, just turns and knows that Kisper's going to be right there. Mm-hmm. He just knows it. And it's just the experience of the other guys. Obviously, he's new to it, but he's also incredibly cerebral when he's out there on the floor. Let's go with Zach in Oklahoma. Zach.
Hey, how you guys doing this
morning?
I just want to say a comparison for Gonzaga. They're not one of those teams that has, like, for NBA standings, like LeBron or a Kobe or anyone like that. But they're like the older Spurs teams. They're just playing that fundamental ball that everybody appreciates to watch. It's not super crazy or explosive, selling tickets like Zion slamming the ball all the time. But they're playing the way the ball is supposed to be played.
Zach, are you talking about the Spurs now? No, sorry.
It's
interesting how that brand has changed, though, right? So what you think about the Spurs now? Yeah. Like, that's not – you're thinking about the Spurs from back in the day, Spurs.
Yeah, 2000s era Spurs.
But I love that comparison, though. The San Antonio Spurs of college basketball.
I want Jordan to hear this take. This is Orlando is in Georgia. Orlando?
Good morning, you guys. Keep up the great work.
Thank you.
I'm from South Philly. And I used to watch the Sunny Hill League, so this is hard for me to say. Mm. I would have to say Gonzaga is probably one of the best teams ever, only because of the virus. And they're out there in the West Coast. I took military police training after 10 weeks of being around the same guys. You want to kill each other. So these guys, if they go undefeated, become champions, they're probably one of the best teams ever. Thank you so much. God bless.
Wait, I have a question for you, O. So does that mean that the Lakers are one of the best teams of all time because they won a championship in the bubble?
You know what? I have to go with that too, sir, because of the discipline. You can only imagine how it is being around. Well, you know, Mr. J. You know, you want to go out and blow some steam, yo. You know, and these guys have not been able to do that,
go
brother.
Get some wings.
You know, can you imagine being infected and then you come in there and you can't play? The discipline, the emotional, the mental stress. These young men. These are young men, sir. You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm with you. I haven't done that correlation. And you have to start thinking that way, and I appreciate Orlando calling. And we need more calls like this to talk us through this because I think discipline should equate to greatness, right? Like, not a lot of great players are disciplined
like that. It's the mental toughness.
The
discipline, of course, the mental toughness to just deal with that regular grind. And, Jordan, that's why I was kind of referencing you on this call. Again, you're embedded in college basketball, and this is a year like no other, just as a lot of other sports are experiencing as well. Would you say that about Gonzaga, that we aren't qualifying this also as how different this has been because of the discipline of being in a bubble, dealing with the testing and no contact with family and can't go back to campus in between each round, all those things? Like, should we also add that to the equation?
100%. I think you should clip the sound from Orlando, the caller, and keep it for a topic for another day because he's spot on Orlando's take there. I mean, I've talked to three-fourths of these coaches that were in the field of 68 at some point through the season, and a lot of them in the most recent lead up to the tournament when they got there to the bubble. And I had a coach say to me, a coach that went far in this NCAA tournament at the very start of it, say, guys, look, in the prism of life, there's scale to this. Obviously, there's a lot worse going on as it pertains to the virus. But for these athletes, they're relegated to the floor in a hotel. We have to see if we can get them some daylight outside like they're prisoners just for their psyche. And this has been going on, by the way, all year long. So We heard LeBron, when he came out victorious from the bubble in the NBA, say, the challenge mentally is the differentiator, and that's who will win this thing. And he celebrated how they were focused mentally. That same kind of reward and honoring of a team being able to do that should be given to whoever this national champion is, because that plays a big part of it. And finally, I'll say this about Gonzaga. Gonzaga is everything that you want college basketball to be. Fundamentally sound, skilled players that are next-level guys, blended with other guys that complement them well. Well-coached, guard, fundamentally sound, all those things. It's who Gonzaga is. So if they win the national title, it should be a team celebrating and say, this is the model we want in college hoops.
I love it. Jordan is producing the show as well. It's his birthday. Like,
he can do whatever he wants.
Jordan, we appreciate you, man. This was a great hour. Thanks so much, and enjoy the rest of your day. Enjoy your birthday. So it's been a year like no other in college basketball. Will it be a year like no other in the NFL? That's next. KJZ, ESPN Radio.